Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to our session on the challenges of infection prevention and control in Japan. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Professor Kobayashi to you. This session is being broadcast as a live Weber telecast to a British and a wider global audience, so a warm welcome to everybody this afternoon. Professor Kobayashi is the Dean of the Faculty of Healthcare at the Tokyo Healthcare University. He originally trained as a surgeon and has spent his entire career establishing and developing infection prevention and control in Japan. He snow skis, he water skis, and he's a very inspirational character. And I'll teach you some Japanese now. He's also known as Kobayashi Sensei in Japan. So, without further ado, I will welcome Professor Kobayashi to the stage.
Thank you very much for your kind introduction, Joe. And good afternoon, every participant. It is a great honor for me to have the opportunity of presentation at Infection Prevention Society in London. Briefly saying, as John introduced, I started my medical life as a cardiac surgeon. Then I was interested in infection control after surgery and gradually changed to the way to infection prevention and control in Japan. I'd like to talk about the dawning of infection control and prevention in Japan. Intervention manual of prophylactic antibiotics, Department of Cardiovascular Surgery, the University of Tokyo Hospital for Cardiac Surgery was made mainly by Dr. Kobayashi in May 1966. I became a cardiac surgeon in 1964, and this was a third year for me, for the first time in Japan. Prophylaxis for the effective concentration during cardiac surgery was emphasized. At that time, methicillin, cloxacillin, cefazolin, and cefazolin were successfully employed according to the availability of newly introduced antibiotics. This is the manual of prophylactic antibiotics for cardiac surgery from May 1966. This is the fourth edition in 1972. I'm sorry, written in Japanese. However, manual was written in Japanese. I studied on the concentration in myocardium and serum during cardiac surgery, and I employed a higher concentration the antibiotics with higher concentration during surgery. At that time, those table was written by hand. No computer, no printing machine in the laboratory. In the result, cefazolin demonstrated the highest concentration in myocardium during cardiac surgery. So I employed cefazolin for prophylactic antibiotics during surgery. And the concentration during surgery is very important, which became very popular recently. However, at that time, I think it was a very new idea. So this table showed the concentration of cefazolin in myocardium and also see them during surgery. And I compared the death with infection after cardiac surgery and before and after intervention. Before the intervention, that is until December 1965, the death infection by infection after surgery was 2.1%, and then after intervention between May 30, 1966 to January 1971 was 0.9%. There was a statistical difference. Then I talk about the way to establish the Japanese Society of Environmental Infection. In 1980, Hospital Infection Society in UK and the Society of Hospital Epidemiologists of America in US both are organized. Dr. Kobayashi became the member of both society in 1981 and attended alone every year. During those years in Japan, the necessity of organization of infection prevention and control society became to be hotly discussed. He obtained many information from UK and US. The following key person at the 9th his Hospital Infection Society meeting at the King's College, Cambridge on 27th and 28th June 1983 emphasized for Kobayashi, who attended alone, to organize Japanese society in those 2 years. At that time, I attended the meeting with my poster alone, only one person for poster session. I put the poster on the whiteboard in the theater in front, in the hall in front of the theaters. But very kindly, Dr. Lowberry, Dr. Graham Erich, they came to me to discuss the poster. Though only one poster session, however, I had very happy to have a good discussion with famous key person. At same time, Higashi Hachimanta Symposium chaired by Professor Kawana, first symposium was held on 2nd and 3rd July 1983. I attended the meeting directly from Tokyo International Airport to Higashi Hachimanta. And the annual meeting had continued until 11th in 1993. Just before 2 years passed since the 9th KISS meeting, Organizing Committee for Japanese Society of Environmental Infection was held on 2nd April 1955 at Tokyo University. Board members were Professors Ueda, Shimizu, Kawana, and Kumamoto, and Dr. Matsumoto and Kobayashi were the secretary. And then first annual meeting of Japanese Society of Environmental Infection was held 1st February 1986 in Tokyo. The number of attendants was approximately 200, very small number. But at the 28th annual meeting in February this year, 2013, the number of attendance was over 5,000. It became a very big meeting. Guideline for Infection Control, first edition, was published by Japanese Society of Environmental Infection in 1990. Department of Infection Control and Prevention, Graduate School of Medicine and Facility of Faculty of Medicine, the Tokyo University of Tokyo, was established on June 1994. It was the beginning of a new infection prevention and control era in Japan. I'd like to show you the surgical hand hygiene in history of surgical hand hygiene in the University of Tokyo Hospital. Surgical suite. The University of Tokyo Hospital was centralized in 1955, before I became medical doctor. At that time, before then, mercury 1 chloride and mercury 2 chloride was used for hand hygiene after surgery. And then in 1955, quartz was employed, and also partially since 1952, hexachlorophen was introduced, and then in 1973, povidone iodine, and in 1977, chlorhexidine was introduced into the university, and both are used as one like to select. This situation still continues. It was a very poor custom to wash the hand in the basin after scrubbing. Also in 1971, ultrasonic hand washer was 0.05% chlorhexidine was introduced in many Japanese hospitals. It was very surprising for me, the number of gram-negative bacilli in the liquid became more than 10 to the 8th per mil in 2 or 3 days. I stopped using. Then I employed the sterile gauze sponges with glycerol 1% ethanol for hand application after hand scrubbing. Glycerol ethanol was powered on the gas sponges in the kidney tray in the basin, which are all sterilized, and then pick up after surgical scrubbing and wipe up to open. That's a new method at that time. This kind of disposable brushes was introduced first time in March 1974. But 2 years later, in New York and Boston, Schulman Sepasier at that time called Schulman's, found to be living in PVPI. That was a big problem, and take care is necessary for PVPI use. However, 13 years passed since first disposal brush introduced to Japan. Then the fully single-use brush employed in Tokyo University. At that time, three kinds of single-use brushes were available. At that time, also in 1987, automatic dispenser of antiseptics for rubbing after scrubbing was employed. History of hand rubbing after scrubbing again, first base method, then sterile gauze sponges with antiseptics. And the antiseptics was 1% glycerol ethanol since 1973, and 0.2 chlorhexidine ethanol was employed since 1980. In December 1987, automatic dispenser was developed first time in surgical suite, University of Tokyo Hospital. In 1988, 0.2% chlorhexidine ethanol became commercially available. Hand rubbing alcohol agent in Japan, and the history of that was as follows. In 1978, Dr. Kobayashi met Sterilium in Germany and tried to import the antiseptics, but N-propanol is not permitted for clinical use in Japan. So he asked the production of new antiseptics to a pharmaceutical company, 0.2% chlorhexidine in ethanol and 0.2% quartz in ethanol were planned to develop, and concerning studies had started. In 1982, 0.2% quartz ethanol was submitted to Ministry of Health and Welfare. At that time, chlorhexidine was re-evaluated officially by the government, so the submission was suspended. In 1985, 0.2 quartz ethanol was approved by the government and was put on the medical market as a first hand rubbing agent in Japan. Then also in the same year, official re-evaluation of pharmaceutical effect of chlorhexidine finished. Then 0.2% chlorhexidine ethanol was submitted to the ministry. And in 1987, 0.2% chlorhexidine ethanol was approved by the government. And the next year, 1988, chlorhexidine ethanol was put on the medical market. At that time, also the beginning of new supply system for surgical instrument set in the container with packing and filter. In December 1987, full container system for surgical instrument set is employed in surgical suite of the University of Tokyo Hospital after 3 years planning discussion. The containers were imported from Germany. It was the first time in Japan to employ full container system, and during the following 10 years, container system for surgical instrument supply had become popular in many healthcare facilities. Before then, in the surgical suite of Tokyo University, there was 212 sorts of surgical set, which were prepared every day by hand of all nurses after surgery. However, toward the the employing container system, the number of decreased to 46 sorts of basics set by the great efforts of all nurses to obtain the comprehensions and support of surgical doctors. Surgical instruments set after surgery was put in the removal container, which is used for only removing the instrument to central service. The removal container were put on the robot station of surrounding corridor. Automatic guided vehicle comes to the station and automatically pick up the removal containers. Automatic guided vehicle carry them automatically. The removal AGV system for surgical instruments set was the first one in the world at the time. Also, I studied the sterility of container. The stainless test tip, 10 times 50 millimeter, were inserted between surgical linens or instruments in the containers, and the containers were left unopened for 4 years, 7 months in my office. After 4 years, 7 months, they opened and test tip were cultured. In the result, no contamination was recognized and all test tips were kept sterile. It is not for clinical application, but for the Guinness Book. Clinically, the container set unopened for more than 3 months have to be retired. At that time, hepatitis B infection became the problem. HBS antibody positive personnel engaged in surgical suite more than 5 years, N equals 62. The situation of hepatitis B antibody are shown in this slide. Especially around 1978, they became very nervous for prevention of HIV. But after then, 2 or 3 years later, they recognized the safety of such kind of preventing method. So again, the booster effect was happened. The antibody ratio became again too higher. I also studied the effect of antiseptics for hepatitis B virus. I kept the chimpanzee by myself, sponsored by the budget of Ministry of Health. At the same time, in U.S., CDC Phoenix, at that time the laboratory was in Phoenix, they also kept the chimpanzee for the inactivation of disinfectants. Those agents were tested by Dr. Kobayashi, and 10 to the 8th infectious dose serum pool was diluted in physiological source solution and injected intravenously. Heating 98 degrees centigrade for 2 minutes was effective to inactivate the hepatitis B virus. Also, as you know, Dr. Bond and Dr. Kobayashi published a paper on the method of inactivation of hepatitis B virus. These are the 4 published papers on susceptibility of hepatitis B virus to disinfectants. by direct chimpanzee inoculation. MRSA, machine resistant staph aureus infection, was also a big problem in those years. As you know, in 1959, methicillin was introduced as antibiotic. And 1961, methicillin was introduced into Japan. But in the same year, first methicillin-resistant staph aureus isolated in England. The late bacteriologist Professor Patricia Jameson discovered methicillin-resistant staph aureus at Corindale Laboratories in London on October 2, 1961, only 2 years after the drug methicillin was introduced to treat Staphylococcus aureus infection that had become resistant to penicillin. MRS prevalence ratio in the University of Tokyo Hospital are shown in this slide. In 1979, there was NUT isolation. However, late in 1980s, especially the clinical isolate of inpatient increased very quickly and beyond 50%. Hospital in, at that time in 1987, one patient died after surgery with MRSA infection, and his wife, psychologist, published the book on the poorness of prevention system in Japan, and also same time NHK television produced a program on the problems of hospital infection prevention system in Japan. Those kind of publication promote the system in Japan on infection prevention and control. Side room for isolation in recovery room of cardiovascular surgery with removal panel was installed by Dr. Kobayashi, as there had no SICU with isolation room at that time in early 1990 in the University of Tokyo Hospital. In some sense, it was the original idea of ISPART in UK. But now, in many new hospitals, they had a good ICU and isolation room in the hospital. Also, rather sufficient common area in those ICU. Backing again to 1991, especially the air above the bed during tracheal aspiration of MRSA-infected tracheostomy patient, many MRSA was recovery from air. So air filtering unit was developed, which is not so much effective for the MRSA cross infection. However, that was a symbol to have careful precaution in those rooms. MRSA hospital infection ratio in University of Tokyo Hospital during those years. In 1990, in surgical ward, MRSA infection ratio is 2.53. And in this year, in 1991, we started the ward liaison for intervention. The infection ratio became half. But this year, mainly surgical ward, then since April 1991, we also organized ICT, infection control team, to have once a week four hospital ward liaison, and also the infection ratio in medical ward became half. During the years, the MRSS screening of personnel engaged in the University of Tokyo Hospital 4.20% at high season. In the result of MRSS hospital infection with ward liaison surveillance and isolation report and diagnosis criteria since 1999, there were tendency of decreasing. However, now almost around 0.4%, which are rather stable. Ward liaison, as I mentioned, started since January 1991, and in April 1991, ICT was organized, and four ward liaison began. Also, education program for housekeepers started in 1991, twice a year. And the budget for housekeeping in national university hospital is not sufficient. So such kind of education is very important. I made effort to join the meeting of housekeepers to have good communication and to let them realize the importance of housekeeping for infection prevention. A legal situation of infection prevention and control as a result of the calculation, economical calculation of the MRSA infection, 200 yen per patient per day is necessary for additional insurance fee. But just 50 yen per patient per day was paid and decided to be paid by the government through insurance system. And the expert panel committee was organized in 2002 and reported to the ministry in September 2003. Now, items already carried out among those in the report to ministry are shown here. Regional network, national committee, publication, evidence-based guideline, database on practical evidence, full-time specialist for healthcare-associated infection in tertiary hospital, financial support for urgent research, professional education to promote specialist of healthcare associated infection, certification of professional in each specialty. Also, national.
Only a couple of minutes left.
Yes. Thank you very much. Then, recently, in 2012, last year, a new additional admission fee for infection control service was developed with the full-time specialist. Then such kind of additional fee was submitted by many hospitals. Between them, 77 hospitals with less than 300 beds are included. We have many certification systems in Japan. Now, especially certification committee members, Society for Infection Control doctors consist 22. Now, 241 beds per one certified infection doctors, but many in larger hospital and rather few or no in smaller hospital. I'm sorry to skip a little. And finally, I would like to say is cooperation and information exchange with neighbor countries should be necessary and indispensable. East Asian Conference on Infection Control consists of Japan, Korea, and China is held once a year since 2002, this year in Hangzhou, China, in November. Thank you very much for your kind attention.
Thank you very much, Professor Kobayashi, for your address. It strikes me that many aspects of your work in terms of hand hygiene, the introduction of hand gels, the establishment of an infection control linked nursing practice, and also elements of the surveillance were way ahead of us here in the West, so we have much to learn. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I'm sure Professor Kobayashi would be delighted to answer questions over coffee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, John.